This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to take a break this week from talking about the not-so-great state of the American labor market and spend some time where joblessness is quite a bit worse, especially among young people. Across Europe, about 14.5 million people under the age of 30 simply can't find work. That's having ripple effects all across the continent on families, social services, government budgets, and how those young people think about their own futures. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard kicks off our series, Jobless Generation, we're calling it. He's in Greece, where more than 55% of young people are unemployed.
In the center of Athens, an unexpected burst of joy. A group of street musicians strikes up and strikes a chord. Passing shoppers drop their bags, link arms and dance. But the joyful outburst is short-lived. The music ends, the dancing stops, and the shoppers drift away. And from across Syntagma Square, the sound of another, less upbeat busker. Lugubrious tune far more in keeping with the national mood. This is a country where almost two-thirds of the young people are unemployed. People like Vasilis Korobialis.
When you don't have a work, you feel like you are completely useless. You feel like you don't have meaning in your life.
28-year-old Vasilis has a degree in industrial design. He's been more or less unemployed for 3 years. His spirits did lift last year when he worked unpaid for an online magazine.
For me, that last year, it was like I was successful.
Even though you weren't earning any money?
Yeah, even though.
Like hundreds of thousands of unemployed Greeks in their late 20s or early 30s, Vasilis lives at home and is still totally dependent on his parents. The same for 28-year-old Panos Paklos. Armed with a degree in information technology, he also can't find a job or the independence he craves.
When I was 20, 21, I thought that by now I would have at least somewhere to live on my own, be able to support myself at least, maybe support a family. Now it's quite the opposite.
You can't?
No, I cannot. I'm not quite fond of myself right now.
Self-loathing and listlessness for the unemployed, these are an occupational hazard. No sign of such pessimism at this start-up company in central Athens. This place is crackling with energy. Computer software firm Intel was set up in the teeth of the crisis with a starting capital of $70. Sales doubled last year. It now employs 13 people. Co-founder Fanes Koutouvalis, also 28, is not totally sympathetic to the unemployed.
You cannot just standing there and crying that you don't have a job, that everything is hopeless. You have to make your own job.
Fanes claims that too many young Greeks seek the comfort and security of employment, especially in the bloated public sector. He feels Greece will only recover with a new breed of entrepreneurs.
I believe it's the only way out. You have to find, educate those people who will want to create their own job and create a job for a dozen or 50 or 100 other people.
It is beginning to happen. Figures are hard to come by, but startups have apparently more than doubled over the past 2 years in Greece. And there are would-be entrepreneurs waiting in the wings. At this school in eastern Athens, 17-year-old Michael Taliakis and a classmate have written a very promising software package. Michael plans to start an engineering company when he graduates from university. He's undaunted by Greece's record level of youth unemployment.
If you're fearful or if you have the attitude, I will never find a job, maybe you never actually find a job. You need to have the attitude of a winner.
And do you think you have the attitude of a winner?
I don't know if I have it, but I'm trying to have it.
But when you're 17, self-confidence is easy. You're still unbruised by Greece's grueling job market. Thousands and thousands of highly qualified Greeks in their 20s and 30s don't have entrepreneurial skills. And they face a stark choice: stay home, frustrated and dependent, or emigrate. In Athens, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Tomorrow, Stephen will be in Germany, where unemployed immigrants from all over the continent are looking for work in Europe's biggest economy. You can hear those folks talk more about their lives and catch the whole series, Jobless Generation, at marketplace.org.